Elizabeth, my cousin, is 6 months along in her confinement. She simply radiates gratitude and joy. The story she told me last night fills me with awe and wonder. She said an angel, Gabriel, the same who came to me, I think, spoke to Zechariah in the temple. Gabriel told Zechariah that Elizabeth and he would have a son named John, who would grow up to be a spiritual leader, preparing men for the Lord. Since Elizabeth is old and past childbearing age, Zechariah didn't believe what he heard. Actually, I think he did believe, since one tends to believe an angel. But Zechariah can be a little sarcastic sometimes, especially if he doesn't know what to say. After all, this had to be pretty startling news. They wanted a baby all these years, but finally accepted their child this life. Now this, anyway, whatever Zechariah did or said, it was the wrong thing. For the angel struck him dumb out of anger. Zechariah cannot speak a word, and we don't know if he ever will again. Elizabeth says he will. She has such faith. She says Zechariah probably needed a lesson, but God won't make him suffer forever. She seems to know these things instinctively. I was right to come to her. She knew all about the baby I carry. The moment after I said hello, before I could even speak another word, she was joyfully exclaiming, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." I had told her nothing, yet she knew. She called me the mother of my Lord. Mother of the Lord. It is true. At last, I know with my head as well as my heart. Oh, how my soul magnifies the Lord, and I rejoice in God my Savior. The Lord is mighty and holy. He uses his strength to bring down the proud, and his mercy to exalt the lowly. He fills the hungry and sends the rich away empty. Because he has found favor with me, a lowly handmaiden, all generations will call me blessed forever. O holy God, you have blessed me, and through me, in your mercy, you will help all mankind as you promised. How I praise you, how I rejoice with gratitude. I will remain your humble servant forever.
Sing Noel, Sing Noel, Noel, Noel. Sing we all. A long time ago, in the city of Nazareth, there was a woman named Mary. Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph, who lived there too.
One day, an angel from God came to talk to Mary. He told Mary she was going to have a baby.
Hi, Uncle John.
Mary, you are going to have a baby, and he will be the Son of God.
Oh, okay.
And then the angel left. Now Joseph wasn't sure what to do when he heard that Mary was going to have a baby. So one night, while he was asleep, the angel came to talk to Joseph too.
Joseph, Mary is going to have a baby, and it is okay for you to marry her and take care of her and the baby.
Oh, okay.
And so that's just what he did.
A while later, the emperor in Rome, Caesar Augustus, said that everyone had to go to their own hometown to be counted.
Everyone go to your hometown so I can count you.
So Mary and Joseph went to the town of Bethlehem to be counted, because Joseph was of the house and line of David, and Bethlehem was known as the city of David.
There were lots of other people there too. There were so many people, in fact, there was no room for them in the inn. So Mary and Joseph stayed in a stable, which was a place for animals to stay, warm and dry. There was a cow there.
Moo.
There was a sheep there.
Baa.
There was a chicken there.
Baa.
And Mary and Joseph stayed there too.
While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and Mary took him and wrapped him up warm and laid him in the manger.
That night there were some shepherds out in the fields watching over their flocks of sheep. And the angel came and talked to the shepherds, and they were terribly afraid.
Don't be afraid. I bring good news. The Savior, which is Christ the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger.
Lots of angels saying,
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And then the angels left.
And when the angels had left, the shepherds went and found baby Jesus in a manger, just as they'd been told. And when they found him, they worshipped him.
Not far away, in a place called Jerusalem, there lived an evil king named Herod. One day after baby Jesus had been born, wise men came to Jerusalem looking for the newly born king of the Jews. They asked King Herod where he was.
Where is he? Who is born king of the Jews?
So the king asked his advisors.
King of the Jews to be born.
In Bethlehem.
Go and find him so and let me know where he is so I can worship him too.
So the wise men went and found baby Jesus by following his star, and when they found him, they worshipped him.
But King Herod didn't really want to worship baby Jesus. He wanted to harm him. The wise men were warned by God about this, so they went home another way. When the king found out he was tricked, he was really mad.
Or I'm really mad.
He was determined to destroy this newborn king. So King Herod sent his soldiers to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus.
Go and find him and destroy him.
But God warned Joseph in a dream to get out of there.
Get out of there!
And so they did. And so Mary and Joseph and little baby Jesus went to Egypt and stayed there until King Herod died. After King Herod died, God told Joseph it was safe to come back because all the people who wanted the child dead had now died.
Hey, you can come back now. It's safe.
Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus came back from Egypt, and now they went to live in Nazareth again. And that's where baby Jesus grew up until he was grown.
And so now you've heard it all about how God sent his only son to be born as a baby so that later he could save everyone from their sins. And all it took was
just a little Christmas. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men.
and you did a really good job. How about you? Okay, and I just want to thank everyone who came today to listen to the children. It means a lot to them to see all the family and friends here. We did have a nice group here today. Yes, Daniel?
My mom brought some cookies for everybody.
Did she? Your mom?
She's over there.
We hope you have a little joyful Christmas.
Thank you, sweetie. I just want to read one part. I did this a couple weeks ago, but I think it's really important that we remember what Christmas is all about. And it was one of the last verses in this text, in the last song that they just sang. And it says, "This Christmas season, use me, Lord, to give to those in need. A helping hand and gentle words, so they see you and me. I give my time and my treasures and my talents too. I want your love to flow through me in everything I do." I think if we follow all those words this Christmas season, God is going to be blessed by us, and we're going to be blessed by God for that. So, Ms. Donna, if you would stand up. First off, I want to thank you tremendously for helping me through this. And if you will finish off with our benediction. And if you know any congregation, which I know many of you do, you may sing along.
Okay, let's close like we do for Sunday school, Brady. And we're just going to stay up here for a couple minutes after that.
Before we say goodbye, we'll bow our heads in prayer. Dear Father, bless each little child and keep us in thy care. Yes. Goodbye.